Hello, this is Saul Gonzalez, lead pastor of Lifehouse Church, and welcome to our podcast. Thank you so very much for joining us today. I believe that through this message, God will encourage you, challenge you, and better yet, change you for the glory of God and for the purposes God has called you. Enjoy this message.
Amen. Amen. We want to, you may be seated this morning. We want to welcome all the people that are joining us today and online and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And we welcome you. It's a privilege to be here this morning. My name is George Garza. I'm from Indio, California. And I'm going to have, if you guys can pray for us, we are starting a Lifehouse in the Coachella Valley. And we are so fired up. We're so happy for God has prepared us for this time, and we are so happy for it. So me and my coming with me this morning is my wife, Narcy Garza, and one of my executive pastors and his wife, Carlos and Tammy Pena. Give him a hand this morning. So we are so happy to be here. I believe that if we're going to reset this year, how the series is going, if we're going to reset, we need to understand that it's not about us. It's not about us. You know, when you come to Christ, one of the first things you see in Christ is his humility. And you know what? If you're ever going to have a successful marriage, it's going to take humility on your part. I know this morning maybe you started and you're struggling with that, and maybe you don't even see it because sometimes we struggle with being full of ourselves and we never see it in the mirror. You'll never see pride in the mirror. You'll never see the situations that you're struggling with in the morning, in the mirror. Paul says, if you have your Bibles, you can open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 4:5. Paul says, he says, our message is not about ourselves. It is about Jesus Christ as the Lord. We are the servants for his sake. Our message is not about ourselves. And if you're ever going to have a successful marriage, it will take humility. Man, I've learned that. 36 years of marriage, and I'm still learning that as a husband and as a father, and even as a pastor, of just trying to put others first. And I believe that in this church and Lifehouse, you have learned how to put others first. And as you learn how to put others first in your walk, and it's a trait that comes into you that is not easily learned. We struggle with it. The more you lead a self-focused life, The more you're prone to discouragement, because you get to the point where you're so full of yourself that it discourages you. Unless you're humble, unless you're giving to my wife, to my kids at work, unless I'm serving others, you will never be satisfied. But when pride enters in, we're all so full of ourselves, it brings discouragement in our lives. Every time you forget that it's not about you, you're going to get prideful or fearful or bitter. Why? Because when you're full of that, it brings discouragement and it brings fear in your life. Those feelings will always lead you to discouragement because they keep you focused on yourself. They keep us focused on ourselves. You know, starting this year, I says, Lord, bless me so I won't focus on myself, but I focus on others first. In everything I do, I want to focus on my wife. My job as a husband is to make my wife better than me. And I know that's hard for some of us to understand. But our jobs as husbands, when we come to Christ, is to make your wife better than you. And that takes a lot of humility. So the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 4:5, our message is not about ourselves, Paul says. It is about Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we are servants for his sake. Man, it is so hard to serve sometimes. It is so hard to serve. It's not about you. God put you on this earth, and he has a message he wants to declare to the world through you. But your life message is not about you. It's about Jesus. We're always sharing that. We're sharing Jesus at every level that we go through. Your life is not about us. It's not. I chose those four words, it's not about you. Because let me tell you something. A lot of what we start the year off, we struggle with. We're struggling. Maybe you reset this new year and you say, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to eat better. I want to live better. I want to reset my marriage. I want to do all these things. And it's funny because the statistics would say that in the first 30 days of all the gyms and they're packed and they get ready for people to pack out the gyms. Once February 1st hits, nobody's there. Why? Because as humans, it is so hard to keep our promises. I want to start new. I want to start fresh. I want to be a better husband, a better father. I want to be better at my job. I want to be better at my finances. I want to be better at my eating habits. I want to be better at all these things. But as soon as your tia invites you for some tamales or some tacos de carne asada, man, Lord, you know that I need to eat. Everything goes out the window. Humility and reset and everything goes out the window. Why? Because we're human. And what comes out of our mouth and our promises that we're made to keep, we can't keep them. Because God saved my soul, not my body. God saves our soul, not our bodies. Our bodies are still prone to sin. We're sinners. Our bodies, our mouth still says things that it shouldn't say. We do things we shouldn't do. But what happened to the promises? And the first one to bother you about the promise is your wife. Hey, what happened? Don't raise your hand, please. Hey, I thought you were going to be better at this, 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 and this. Oh, man. There's nothing like a wife to hold you accountable. Man, raise your hands if your wife holds you accountable. Don't be shy. I know, I'm there. My wife holds me accountable. But we started out the year by resetting. Maybe here we are in the middle of January already and we're struggling with some of the stuff that we reset. Let me tell you something. If you wake up in the morning and you put God first and you get into his word and then you get into talking to him every day and then you get during the day where you're either, if you're working from home or if you're still working at a physical job and all of a sudden you start to make some healthy habits. What is it? Well, I'm going to text somebody from my family a verse because I want to encourage her or him because they're struggling right now. Those healthy habits, if you do a healthy habit for 21 days, let me tell you something, God is going to change your life. 21 days to start a healthy habit, a habit that's going to bless somebody. Well, I'm going to talk to God every morning. I'm going to read his word. I'm going to pray. What do I do when I pray? Well, number one, you will never get into the presence of God unless you praise him. You're going to praise him. Your prayer life is praising him. Lord, I worship you. I praise you. There's nobody more important in my life than you are, Lord. And then you're going to tell, Lord, I'm going to confess. I'm a sinner. Well, maybe you're sitting here and you haven't confessed that you're a sinner. But let me tell you something. This morning, we're going to give you the opportunity at the end of this message to give your life to Jesus. Why? Well, I'm a Christian. He forgave me of all my sins. Yes. But some of us this morning are sitting here and we're carrying a long list with us of all the things that we've done wrong that we haven't asked God for forgiveness. Because you're thinking that what he knows and he already knows and he forgave me. Let me tell you something. If you want to live with a short list, confess every morning. And let me tell you something. You not only feel better, but you're talking to God. That gets you talking to God. Forgive me for my lying, my cheating, my stealing, my cussing, my bad thoughts, my insulting of people. That brings humility. It takes humility to confess your sins. And then all of a sudden we start thanking him. Lord, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my job, my finances. And then at the end of your prayer, that's where you start asking every morning, Father, please help my son, help my daughter. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. It's just an easy way to talk to God. If you're struggling with your prayer life, for me, it works every morning. And then during the day, I want to send a text to somebody that I'm going to encourage them. The Bible says that he that encourages will be encouraged. So when you encourage somebody, you'll be encouraged. Yeah, let me tell you something. It works because I've sent text to somebody that's struggling just to encourage her or him. And let me tell you something. My life has been edified. So these are the reset of the healthy habits that you start throughout the year. It's not very complicated. It's not very complicated. So let me tell you something. When we reset, we'll understand that it's not about us. When you start to focus on other people, that's where which takes humility. You'll understand that there'll be growth in your life. Some of you are sitting here and you're literally, God wants to use you this year as a leader. but you haven't been focused on other people. You've been focused on your problems. You've been focused on your needs. You've been focused on everything that's happening in your life. Let me tell you something. It's about time you start to focus on other people. When you reset your life spiritually, you focus on other people. Let me tell you, there's some great talent sitting here this morning. There's women that your best days, they haven't happened yet. They're in the future. But they'll happen. Pastor, you don't know. I got my kids. I got my husband. I got all these issues. Let me tell you something. Lifehouse needs you. What would happen, woman, if you opened your home, or maybe if you were a leader of a Zoom small group, a life group? What would happen if you said, you know what? I think I'm ready. Well, maybe you say, well, I'm an introvert. I don't talk a lot, and I'm really shy, Pastor. Let me tell you something. Nothing will happen unless you open your mouth. Nothing will happen unless you open your mouth. I tell people, as long as I share my failures, I'll never need any material when I preach. I failed so many times as a father and as a husband and as a businessman. Woman, in this morning, God is challenging you to open up a small life group and start to give other women life. This job is not for the older women. This job is for you. God is calling you to open up a small group this morning. God is calling you as a couple to say, hey, we know two or three couples in our families, maybe a nephew, maybe a grandson, or somebody that are struggling in their marriage. We want to open up a small group for them. Why? Because as soon as people start talking on a Zoom, let me tell you something, they start to share their hurts and their pains and everything they're struggling with. And why does this help so much? James 5:16, confess your sins one to another that you may be healed. That you may be healed. So God is calling you this morning to share your story. And if you never share your story, He'll never get the glory. So understanding that it's not about you. And all this will help you. And you need to tell somebody else. And whatever God is willing to heal, whatever you're willing to confess. If you can't confess it, He won't heal it. So there comes a time where every year you start off at a certain way. And maybe this year you're resetting. And you've been asking for God for stuff in your life and it hasn't come through. Let me tell you something, how God works. About a month and a half ago, I was struggling to open this for the vision for Lifehouse in the Coachella Valley. I was struggling because I wanted to see something before I took that step of faith. And maybe you're here this morning and you've been asking, God, show me something before I take the step of faith. I got news for you. God told me a month and a half ago, I don't work that way. I don't work that way. He says, you take that step of faith, then I'll show you the second step. You gotta take that step of faith. You have to take that first step. And after you take that first step, God says, I'll show you the second one. Let me tell you something. Faith is diving into an empty pool. And when you land, you make a splash. That's what faith is. There's sometimes where you gotta believe in God before you see something happen. So a month and a half ago, God says, take that step of faith. So we took that step of faith. And while we were driving home from our home, I called Saul. I go, hey, Saul, I need some help. And Saul answered the phone like I hadn't talked to him in years. And he answered the phone like if I was waiting for your call. And I told my wife, I talked to Saul and I left him a message. And Saul called us when we were in the car, and he told my wife, Narcy, stop running. And he says, George, stop running. It's time to start Lifehouse there in the Coachella Valley. And for that, I give God all the honor and the glory. Give him a clap. Let me tell you something. This is scary. At the same time, you take it from a man that never went to Bible school, and you probably can notice that they don't have no talent, not a very good husband, don't know very good English, and don't know very good Spanish. Españolo. But let me tell you something. God uses the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. And that's where I'm at. I'm here to give all of you life. Why? Because if God can use somebody like me, He can use somebody like you. And He can use you in different ways. if you're willing to share your story. So humility is not about George Garza. And for so many years, I thought it was about me, about my plan, about my situation, how I wanted things. Well, we've come to the conclusion that it's not really about us. It's about what God wants to do through us. God takes all your ugliness of your life, all the failures of your life. God takes all your sickness. He takes all the situations that you've gone through, all the painful stuff, all the stuff that you can't talk to nobody about, all the stuff that you're embarrassed about, all the abuse, all the hurt, all the insults. He takes all of that and he uses you for his glory. If that's you this morning, give him a hand clap. Give him some praise. Because that's me this morning. That's me. I've struggled with so many things in my life. But when I learned to give it to God and say, Lord, if you can use anyone, use me. Because this life is not about me. You know, when I understood that, my marriage really took off. When I understood that my job was to serve my wife and to listen to her and to value her. Let me tell you something, man. When you value your wife, you are building her up. What's value? Value is before you make a decision, ask her first. Oh, hello. I know you guys didn't like that. Before you make a decision, ask mama. Because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody. Oh, you guys, somebody said it back there. Value your wife. Humility. Man, it's not easy. You got to practice it. You got to practice it. Take it from somebody that when I was barely married 2 years, 2 years married, I put a lift kit on my truck with big old tires. And I brought it in front of my house and I brought my wife out. Close your eyes, honey. You can open them now, one of those deals. She opened them and she saw my truck, beautiful truck. And she started crying. And I says, why are you crying? She says, we don't have a washer and dryer. You know how humiliating that is? The decisions you make affect your family, men. They affect your future. Humility. Humility is where you put your wife in front of your plans. Humility is understanding her needs. Humility is I want to bless my wife. Humility is I sacrifice every day. I go to work. I do all these things for my kids. Humility. Man, once you learn that. And it takes a while, I know. Maybe there's some of you sitting down right here where you've been married for some years, a couple of years, and you still haven't left a single guy still, and you're struggling with that. And you're hanging around guys that are single, and your wife just wants a family man, and she's hoping and she's waiting. Let me tell you, mama, hold on. It's coming. It'll come. It'll come. It'll come. So it's not about us. What Jesus did on the cross was incredible. And that's exactly the mentality he wants you to have. It's not about you. When somebody hurts you, when somebody offends you, understand it's not about you. It's what's in that person. It's not the person. It's what's in that person that's hurting, that's trying to hurt you. Understand that. So it's not about us. Reset this year. Understanding that God wants humility to flow. In Hebrew, the word humility is literally dirt. Because it starts from the bottom. Humility starts from the bottom. That's when you understand it's not about you. God is always more interested in why you're doing what you're doing than he is in what you're actually doing. That's the humility. He cares about the motivation of your heart. And why are you doing something always determines how long you're going to do it. So if you're motivated by selfish ambition that will never be good enough, you'll eventually get discouraged and quit. You'll quit. But when you're motivated to do something because of how it advances the gospel and glorifies Jesus, you will always be encouraged, and you need to see that through this morning. So I want to talk to the person this morning that maybe doesn't know Jesus. You came with your girlfriend. You came with maybe your wife. Your mom brought you this morning. I want to talk to you. And I know that right now, maybe your faith isn't real strong. Maybe you have no faith. Maybe you want to see some things happen in your life. for you to give your heart to Jesus. Let me tell you something. You don't have to live too long in this life to understand that you can't make it by yourself. And I know you're strong, and I know you're powerful, and I know you've done all these things, but who are you in private? Woman, who are you under the makeup? Who are you when nobody's watching you? You will never be powerful in public if you're not plugged in private. You will never be powerful in public and want to impact people's lives. It starts in your private life. It starts with character. So this morning, I want you to bow your head right where you're at. And if you've never prayed a prayer of salvation, and this is to the people that have never accepted Christ in their lives, and maybe you from your home, maybe you that are listening, say this simple prayer. Father, this morning, I humble myself before you, because it takes humility to accept Jesus. This morning, Father, I accept you as my personal Savior. Forgive me for my sins. Lord, I made a mess of my life. And this morning, Lord, I want to be new. Not because the man that's speaking is saying it, but because you say it. I confess all my sins. Father, I pray that you deposit that love, incredible love in my heart, that I can love all humanity because I am loved. Thank you for forgiving my past, my present, and my future sins. From this day forward, I will serve you, Lord. I ask these things in your name. Amen. Give an applause to those that accepted Christ this morning. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, this morning, if you're struggling and it's been a hard week, and if you're confused about some things that are going on in your life, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith. I'm going to ask you to stand up. If you're struggling and you're fearful about some things that are going on in your home, in your marriage, with your kids, I'm going to ask you to take that step of faith and stand up. Stand up. If you need healing in your body, stand up. If you're so hurt by losing a loved one through COVID, stand up. If you're hurting financially, stand up. If you're struggling with your son or your daughter, stand up. And this morning, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for a healing over your life. I want you to close your eyes right there where you're at. Father, in the name of Jesus, perfect love cast out all fear. This morning, the perfect love of Jesus will cast out every fear. I will trust in you, Lord, no matter what happens. I will trust in you, Lord, though the things that I'm seeing are confusing me and that are hurting me, Lord. But I will trust in you through all this process of cancer, of COVID, through every situation that I'm going through in my marriage with my kids. Father, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to grab a hold of your hand, and I'm not going to let go. Father, I'm struggling right now. Father, I'm struggling with my faith. Father, I'm struggling to talk to somebody. Father, right now, I am struggling to forgive somebody that's hurt me. Father, it says in your word, come to me, all that are tired and hurting, and I will give you rest. If you can lift your hands out where you're at right now, Father, give them rest. Give them peace. Give them a peace that passes all understanding, Father. Father, touch the hearts right now that are lifting their hands and saying, Lord, I'm tired. I can't make it by myself. I can't see the crack and the light in the door. I can't see it. I feel that I made a bad decision and I can't climb out of it. Lord, this morning, Father, you say, I love you. I hear you, I see you, and I am right there with you. I have never let you. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I don't change, saith the Lord. I'm here for you. You can cry out. You can say, Lord, I need a touch from you. Heal me, Lord. I ask these things in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord applause this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so very much for joining us today on the Lifehouse Podcast. I pray and hope this message has encouraged, inspired, and challenged you to grow closer to God. If you would like to be a part of what God is doing here at Lifehouse, visit our website at lifehousechurch.com. That's lifehousechurch.com for more information, or consider subscribing and share it with one of your friends and family. Thank you again for being part of our journey, your journey, that will lead you to know God better, grow together, and go serve and make a difference. Thank you again. God bless you. See you next time.